Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 109 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 22nd, 2011. Live on the first Thursday of autumn 2011 and the second night of Rosh Hashanah 5772. Lashana Tova, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How you all been? I am planning a big weekend. We are going to be in Denver, my father and I, and Steve and Michael Block, for the big Friday Night Further concert at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado. In honor of the trip to Denver, we're skipping the Schlitz tonight. I'm having an offering from the Flying Dog Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado. We're having a bottle of Horn Dog, and out of respect for the event, I'm actually going to drink it out of a glass. We're having, here, let me tell you in a moment exactly what we're having. It's a nice rich color. If you're viewing on stick cam this evening, this is the barley wine style ale, is the Horn Dog. It is a barley wine. It is very rich and powerful stuff. Let's quaff some together. Salute. That is good stuff. We are going to get right into the music tonight. We have much to accomplish. We have several passings, some requests, some historical moments in 2011 to commemorate. Right now, I mentioned this song last week, Bob Haggart, and from 1963, this is his recording of his composition, Big Noise, from Winnetka.
Yeah.
That is Bob Haggart from 1963. Hang on, stop that right there. We're going to play that either later tonight or sometime next week, but we're not playing it right now. Let me change that setting. We're already screwing up here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. It won't be the last time. Right now, because tonight is the second evening of Rosh Hashanah, we are going to hear some hip-hop music. Of course. Right now, this is Prodezra Beats and Shofar Calling.
It's Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Time for us to think about our lives and the direction that they're going in. And let the sound of the shofar guide us. Take a listen. Yeah, here's a Torah story, so open up your ears. God said, hey, I think it's about time that I appear to Abraham and Sarah. Let them know that they'll have a son, second forefather to Jews, he'll be the one. So there's Abraham sitting at his tent, third day after entering God's covenant. God sent three angels disguised as men. Abraham wanted guests, so he ran after them saying, excuse me, sirs, such a hot day. Makes sense for you to stop since you came my way. So they came and chilled out under a tree. Abraham and Sarah went to make some food to eat. In the midst of conversation, they told him, Sarah's gonna give birth even though she's old. Then Sarah laughed and said, I'm 90, you're joking, but God can do anything. The Lord has spoken. I can hear the shofar calling, calling, calling. Listen, I've been no stalling. I think I should change my mind. God's giving me the time. I don't need another sign. I'ma get mine. I can hear the shofar calling, calling, calling. Listen, I've been no stalling. I think I should change my mind. God's giving me the time. I don't need another sign. I'ma get mine. 1 year later, everything changed. Sarah gave birth and Isaac is his name. He wouldn't care about fortune and fame. Nope. Just like his daddy, cause the two looked the same. And the boy was learning more every day, staying out of trouble, holy in every way. He refused to treat life like a game, cause he knew he had to carry on the family name. Now Abraham loved his sons, no question, praying that they could both reach perfection. That's why what happened next was so vexing. Abraham was about to get the test of all testings. The Lord said, bring Isaac as a sacrifice. And to your ear, yeah, I know it don't sound nice, but Abraham didn't even think twice. I know this is a test, I wanna do what's right. Shofar calling, calling, calling. Listen up and no stalling. I think I should change my mind. God's giving me the time. I don't need another sign. I'ma get mine. I can hear the shofar calling, calling, calling. Listen up and no stalling. I think I should change my mind. God's giving me the time. I don't need another sign. I'ma get mine. Man, now this is the moment of truth. And Isaac for sure was prepared from his youth to pass this test even though he didn't know it. Abraham kept the faith, not afraid to show it. So they brought up the donkey, the wood, the fire. All eyes set on Mount Moriah. And don't forget Ishmael and Eliezer. But when we see the mountain, you too stay right here. Isaac said, Father, just one thing. Where's the lamb for the burnt offering we're supposed to bring? He said, son, God will bring us one that's nice. But Isaac knew that he was the sacrifice. They both walked on with smiles on their faces. Hey, son, I'm positive this is where the place is. Abraham strapped him up ready for the slaughter, but an angel said, stop, use this ram, feel the shofar. This is a story that we read every Rosh Hashanah. It's important that we pay attention to the calls that God sends us in our lives to fulfill our mission. God bless. I can hear the shofar calling, calling, calling. Listen up and no stalling. I think I should change my mind. God's giving me the time. I don't need another sign. I'ma get right.
As I said before, Lashana Tova, everybody. Happy New Year. And we'll be back next week for maybe a little bit of Yom Kippur broadcast. We'll see how that goes. Let me turn that up here. I got to hear myself just a little bit better. Oh, that's better. We do have passings to commemorate. They are dropping like flies today and this week. Today we lost, actually this was yesterday. Yesterday we lost Leonard Dillon at the age of 68 from lung and prostate cancer. Leonard was a founding member and the vocalist in a pivotal ska band called The Ethiopians. Right now this is The Ethiopians from 1968. And Train to Skaville.
Train to Skaville!
As I said, we cannot dig the holes fast enough. I just moments ago was informed in the Stickham chat room by dear friend Tate that we have just this evening lost the great Sylvia Robinson. If you are a member of my circle of friends, that hits hard. Right now, we're going to hear a little Sylvia Robinson. We're also going to hear this week's Rory Staple at the same time. This is Sylvia, and she wants to know if you've had any lately.
How long has it been, my friend? Since you made a friend, how long will it be, my friend, till you set me free? How long will it take, my friend, for your guns to cease? How many boys have died, both Americans and Vietnamese? I wanna know. Oh, insufficient pay. Oh, how long will it take, my friend, for the world to see that this is a jungle? It's not fit for humanity.
You
That's the Raspberries from 1973, and Tonight, a song that I omitted from last night's emergency broadcast system broadcast. Do you know about the emergency broadcast system? It's a voice track show I prepare every week for Viva Radio, the in-house music service of American Apparel stores. It is also available on the World Wide Web at viva-radio.com, where I appear every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. in every time zone, including yours. Also, the programs are archived at ebs-radio.com. I'm quite proud of the work I'm doing there. It's a golden, shining beacon of internet radio, and I'm responsible for it. Understand me? I'm responsible for it. Right now, how about some Eva Cassidy? We're going to all, you know, I've got to tell you, this weekend in Denver, I might have to go to StubHub to find a ticket because it's completely sold out. No, I'm not talking about the concerts at Red Rocks. It is the Denver Beer Fest, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week in Denver. If you were listening to All Things Considered on National Public Radio this afternoon, you heard a story, a report from the Beer Festival. You also heard the founder of the Boston Brewing Company that produces Samuel Adams beer. And this is a Sam Adams beer glass. They make a very nice beer glass as well as very nice beer. Back to the music. This is Eva Cassidy and Wade in the Water.
Trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in red? Wade in the water. Must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Children of the Israelite, oh, God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, God's gonna trouble.
Is Eva Cassidy and Wade in the Water. You know, let me see if I can find what I'm looking for right here. If you could see over my shoulder, you could see how difficult this all tends to be. Oh, golly, where is it? Where is it? Where is something I want to play for you. Well, in the meantime, no, there is no meantime. Let's find the darn thing. It is... You've got a moment, don't you? You know, it's very quiet. Not just in the studio with all of this dead air, but on this Wednesday evening in particular, there is something missing in the world. And you know what it is. You know just what's missing. You know, I picked it. It's right... Oh, screw it. Listen to this.
One, two, three, yeah.
That's Wilson Pickett in Soul to Soul, a motion picture experience you've got to share. Starring Wilson Pickett, Ike and Tina Turner.
Soul to Soul.
Santana with guest artist Willie Bobo.
Black Monty woman, she tried to make a devil of me.
Roberta Flack.
I find I've lost my prized possession.
Got to get the feeling.
Les McCann and Eddie Harris, the Staple Singers and the voices of East Harlem. Filmed where it all came from, Africa.
Get the feeling.
Soul to Soul with the original soundtrack album available on Atlantic Records from Cinerama Releasing, rated G, general audiences.
We're having a technical problem here. The technical problem is my brain is broken.
WCFL Chicago.
Okay, well, Something was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week. But I can't remember what it was because I'm a stupid guy. It's not this. It's not that. It isn't that. Is it this? Yes. It is this. It is yes. It is I've Seen All Good People. It's your move, people. Number 40.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day so satisfied I'm on my way.
Yourself with you.
That's Yes from 1971, and I've Seen All Good People. That brings us right up to this moment in our program.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the Police Commissioner of Midland City.
Hello, this is the Commissioner.
Ms. Helfinger, this is the Wing Warrior.
Yes, what is it?
Please inform the Commissioner that I'm now all set for test sequence number one.
What?
It's all primed and ready to go.
What are you talking about?
The chicken missile, Ms. Helfinger.
The chicken missile?
Yes, so tell the Commissioner I'm ready for test sequence number one. Yes, Ms. Helfinger.
Commissioner, the chicken missile is ready to go.
Huh?
The chicken missile.
Oh, yes, of course. The,
And it's ready for test sequence number one.
Test sequence number one.
Number one.
Well, that's, very nice. Very nice, yes.
Hello, Winged Warrior.
Right here, Miss Helfinger.
The commissioner said that's very nice.
Oh, fine. In that case, Miss Helfinger, have the commissioner stand by with the chicken missile receiver.
What?
I'm going to count down.
Listen.
1090. We'll see you at 1400 hours.
Hello, wait.
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
Commissioner.
Yes.
If I would say to you, prepare the chicken missile receiver, would you know?
No, I wouldn't.
I didn't think you would. Commissioner?
Yes.
I would suggest that you crouch under your desk.
Crouch under my desk?
Yes, it should provide some protection.
From.
Say, that chicken missile really works nifty. Will the Midland City Fire Department recommend that a chicken missile receiver be installed in what's left of Midland City Hall? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He really is everywhere. If somebody would care to email me and let me know if that was, in fact, the same episode of Chicken Man that I played for you all last week, I'd appreciate it. In any case, it was so good, it was worth hearing twice. In any case at all. And let's just get off my case. How about that, all right?
Take me out to the forest. Take me out to the front. Buy me some peanuts and crackers, and I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the whole. Even if they don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3, back you're out at the old ball game.
Well, I got to tell you, the Major League Baseball playoffs begin tomorrow night, and the Chicago Cubs will not be participating, as shocking as that may seem to all of you. This season has reached its merciful conclusion for Cubs fans around the globe, and that is all that needs to be said until something happens to change things. And believe me, I'll be right here to let you know what those things are during the off season, and that's this week's and this season's last Chicago Cubs baseball report. And as I said, the playoffs begin tomorrow night, and as such, and thanks very much, Atlanta Braves, for not doing what I needed you to do last night, there is no baseball anywhere in the world of Major League Baseball this evening. It is very quiet. It is too quiet. There is a kind of hush.
Of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us.
Tuesday, the world lost a couple of country and western music minor legends. A pair of Johnnies, a pair of Johnnies, went away forever. At the age of 97, we lost Johnny Wright, who was one half of the duo Johnny and Jack. Johnny was also known by people that knew him as Mr. Kitty Wells. He was the husband of Kitty Wells. Unfortunately, we have never listened to any Kitty Wells on the program. We'll have to amend that one of these days. From 1955, this is Johnny and Jack and... Let's try that again. This is Johnny and Jack and Kiss Crazy Baby.
Kiss me crazy baby, won't you kiss me crazy baby, wonder
how'd you get to be such a kiss crazy baby. I think that you'll agree you're a kiss crazy baby. So cuddle up to me, won't you kiss crazy baby, and be my thing in mind.
Won't you let me
kiss you at your door, oh you kiss crazy baby. Ask me in for more, oh you kiss crazy baby. My heart begins to soar, oh you kiss crazy baby, and she'll run up my spine.
What a happy,
what a hug. Happy honey, what a kiss, crazy beauty are you.
Yes, you.
I'm a woo wacky willy and I always got a snack of room or two.
For you I
shiver and I shake, oh you kiss, crazy baby. I quiver and I quake, oh you kiss, crazy baby. So give my heart a break, won't you kiss, crazy baby. And please don't let me pine. Turn my hug, happy honey, love a woo. You will tell me, kiss crazy baby, you're
Yeah, Johnny Wright passed away Tuesday at the age of 97. Sadly, his parachute did not open, and therefore he is a stain in a cornfield. On Tuesday, we also lost another Johnny. We lost Johnny Mathis. No, not that Johnny Mathis. We lost Johnny Country Mathis. He went by the nickname Country to, I suppose, not be confused with Johnny, I don't know, Crooner Mathis. Johnny died on Tuesday at the age of 77. He would have been 78 on Wednesday. He did not turn 78 on Wednesday. He was half of a musical duo called Jimmy and Johnny, and from 1954, this is Jimmy and Johnny doing If You Don't, Somebody Else
Give Me a Little Kiss
Will.
Baby, if you don't, somebody else will.
If you don't wanna kiss me, say so, baby, somebody else will. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. If you don't wanna kiss me, say so, baby, somebody else will. Somebody else can kiss me better.
Oh, I ain't a gonna beg you for your love anymore. Since the first time I have done learned the score. Thought I had to have you once, but that's in the past. Since I find I'm free from you, yes, I'm free at last.
If you don't wanna hold me, say so, baby. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. If you don't wanna hold me, say so, baby. Could hold me better.
gonna beg you for your love anymore. Ever since the first time I have unlearned the score, thought I had to have you once, but that's in the past. Since I find I'm free from you, yes, I'm free at last. If you don't wanna be mine, say so, baby. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. If you don't wanna be mine, say so, baby. Somebody else will. Somebody else could suit me better.
That would be Jimmy and Johnny from 1954, and they're recording If You Don't, Somebody Else Will. You know, last night at the studios of our local public television station, I had the opportunity to meet 33 1/3% of the vocal group Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter Yarrow was in town to do a fundraiser on the local television station for the local television station. I did, in fact, get to meet him. I'm not lying. If you're looking at Stick Cam, you can see the autographed picture I got of Peter at that event. And in fact, I also had him autograph a record for me. Let me open this up and show you. I hope you're watching this on Stick Cam. This is great. If you're listening on the archive, this is what this is really good television and really bad radio. I don't know if you can see that. I'm going to hold that up right there. It's right, that's that scribble right there, and it says, to Michael, peace and love, Peter Yarrow. He signed right over his picture, and it's on a compilation album from Warner Brothers. I think I've played this on the program before. We're going to listen to it again. This is Peter Yarrow from 1975, a track off of his Hard Times album, and this is Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. I made it run against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower way up to the sun of bricks and mortar and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly dum. A half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? You called me Al. Hey, it was Al. All the time. Say, don't you remember? I was your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Can you spare a dime?
It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you sing, dear one, hold me fast, and I start in praying. Oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly song from everywhere. And now that there's moon glow way up in the blue, I always remember
some Uncle Michael music right now, Calvin. You've got it from 1976 or so. This is Pluto Shervington and his other song. It's called Debt.
Rasta Ozzy from up the hill decide to check on him grocery bill. And when him add up the things him need, they do need done where him safe to buy little weed. Him hand on him jaw, Lord, read him eye and just meditate. The time is so hard, Lord, I mind nothing about immigrate. I make up my mind, Lord, I might as well go against Simon Fate. So I follow the market, I sight the butcher boy by the gate.
You want what?
No, I might a kill a queen.
Try beef now.
I no check for no grass where green.
What about fall?
Watch, I know it's time for a change.
Me and fish.
Got children out of that range.
How about the steak?
Watch, I know you no sight the rape.
Try the tripe.
Burn me belly when I pull me pipe.
All right, hold the pork.
Hush your mouth, buy me brethren here. Sell I a pound of that thing dear. Then the butcher pull up a stool, begin to question as he how him so fool. What kind of something cook in a pot? From him born him never did hear about that. Well, watch I know, master, give a time make a try explain. It's just like a flim show, we protect the humble, we change the name. I would have feel so cute, we come in and ask for some anal fat. I and I feel safer if we change the subject and call it that.
You want what?
No, I might a kill like queen.
Tell the beef then.
I no check for no grass or green.
We about fall.
Watch, I know it's time for a change.
Take fish then.
Got children out of that room.
Me a good steak in.
Watch, I know you no side the rain.
Tell the tribe then.
Burn me belly when I pull me pipe.
First on the pork then.
Push your mouth, mind me bread drink here. Sell I a bone of that thing dear. The butcher bill. Take the parcel and trot up the hill. Like a spy, do you think he meet Rasta Jeremiah from down the street? Guidance me, brethren, is why you have been at that day bag. He kinda get frightened and begin to hide it beneath him rag. That man no be high, lad. Make we go on me yard and take a sat. Meanwhile, light a fire. I will help you beat up the bone at that.
Never steal, you know.
No, I might a kill like queen.
You are culture,
I no deal with no grass or green.
Hold the fall, then.
Watch,
you
know. I know it's time for a change.
Eat fish, John.
Got children out of that dream.
Stay cool, you know.
Watch, I know you no sight the rain.
Then hold the tribe,
burn me belly when I pull me pipe.
Well, take the poor man.
Push your mouth, buy me bread drink here. Sell I a bone of that thing here.
And a ram goat,
no,
you know.
I might a kill like queen.
Take the beef, no,
I
man.
I no deal with no grass or green.
Sure, hold foul.
Watch, I know it's time.
And by the fish,
got
no man.
Got children out of that range.
Tell the stick, ja.
Watch, I know you no sight the real.
One man to the tribe,
pull
no.
Me belly when I pull me pipe.
Tell the poor
push
man.
Push your mouth, buy me bread drink here. Sell I a bone.
It's Pluto Shervington and Dat. We've played and will probably play again Pluto's greatest opus, Ram Goat Liver, in the past on the program. I love that song. Right now, half a request for my father, if he's stuck it out this far. He asked for this song. He asked for it by the artist that had the hit. But as we say, know it, hell, he wrote it. Here's the original version, or the version, by the author, Paul Williams, of the Carpenters hit, I Won't Last a Day Without You, my dear listeners.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there when there's no getting over that rainbow. When my smallest dreams won't come true, I can't take all the madness the world has to give. But I won't last a day without you. So many times when the city seems to be without a friendly face, it's a lonely place. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile when there's no getting over that rain. Trouble seem to up and disappear. You touch me with
reason. I can't really lose when you're near. When you're near, I love if all my friends have forgotten half their promises. They're not unkind, just hard to find. One look at you and I know that I could learn to live without the rest. I found the best when there's no getting over that rainbow. When my smallest dreams won't come true, I can't take all the madness the world has to give. But I won't last today without you.
Say goodnight, everybody. Until next week, Dad, I'll see you tomorrow morning at DIA. Travel safely, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. We'll be all back here together, you, me, everybody in the chat room, everybody listening on the archive, on Shoutcast, chatting here and there and everywhere. Love to hear from you. Newman, actually, I shouldn't say that. Michael at hinkydinky.net. Oh, cat's out of the bag. You can reach me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want. Let me know what I can do for you. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing. Design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?